That moment when you see the recycling truck roll right on by your seemingly perfect curbside bin may not be the highlight of your week. Well-meaning as we are, sometimes we have bad recycling habits we have to kick to the curb. The first knot to untangle is understanding what kinds of materials can go into the curbside recycling bin. It might actually be best to highlight what can't, namely glass, polystyrene, aka styrofoam, plastic bags and overwrap, and flexible plastic packaging used to package many products from chips to rice to cat food. All of these are, however, accepted at all Kathet Regional District recycling depots, which is often why the confusion arises at curbside. Materials such as glass and polystyrene would break apart and contaminate the rest of the recycling load as the truck jostled along its route, so they are not accepted in curbside bins. Plastic bags and flexible plastic packaging get caught up in the gears of the sorting machines used to separate all the materials in your curbside recycling, which keeps them out as well. Curbside recycling accepts a very inclusive list of packaging and printed paper. To learn more, download the new Kathet WasteWise app, which has a Waste Wizard search tool for your recycling questions. This handy app also allows users to get notification for garbage and recycling day sent directly to their phone. The Waste Wizard search engine is also available on the regional district's website. Those who prefer a paper copy can download the entire WasteWise guide from City of Powell River's website and have the complete list of materials that are recyclable through local programs at their fingertips. When it comes to crushing it with recycling, you literally need to crush it, at least your cardboard boxes. Contrary to popular belief, the compressor in the recycling truck is not designed to do all the flattening work for you. Make sure your boxes don't get left behind by collapsing them. Your flattened cardboard can be placed next to your bin. As much as we may wish the rains weren't on their way, they are bound to come. Material in your bin is allowed to get wet, but you may wish to contain it, especially if it's a windy day. Do not place a plastic bag on top of your bin as this will be considered contamination of your bin. Instead, opt for any type of bin that has a lid and label it recycling. Free stickers for this purpose are available at City Hall. A bloated recycling bin isn't necessarily something to Instagram about. Although it's true that BC's curbside recycling system is efficient and effective, it's always much better to have an empty bin. Buy in bulk where you can and purchase things used where there is no plastic packaging karma to take on. Bring your basket or reusable bags with you wherever you go. Eat in, rather than doing takeout, and avoid single-use items like utensils and vending machine water. While many places around the globe have no options for recycling, we are graced with a comprehensive list of options. Navigating the system can be puzzling at times, but is better than having no option but the trash can. Let's Talk Trash is contracted by Kathet Regional District to offer its waste reduction education program. For more information, email info@letstalktrash.ca or go to letstalktrash.ca.